encouragement and motivation. Lord God, I pray that all of our needs would be met today. Lord, may we just glorify you today. May we just know how it is to glorify and to praise you, because you're the only one that is worthy to be glorified and praised. Not football teams, not our spouses, not money, only you, Father, only you. And we want to do that today. We want to be a shining light for you today. Bless each person that's here today, and may you just put your Holy Spirit all over our pastor and over the singing, and may this be a day that we can say it was good to begin church. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. I think sometimes we get too lax about things in church. I know we used to stand when we sang, and sometimes the songs get longer now, but you know, there's got to be some reverence that we do sometimes or another. So it was just something that God wanted me to. I want us to take out time right now to just to be quiet and be still. And I want us to bow our heads, and I want you just to talk to God for just a few moments. Just tell him that you love him. Tell him that you're grateful for everything he's done for you. Don't ask him for anything. Just thank him. Thank you. You know, we get in such a rush. Like Dawn was saying, the world outside, everything goes by so fast. And the smallest things, I ran into some friends yesterday at Walmart when I was picking up my medicine, and my best friend's husband started crying, and he said, be praying for Jerry Kenor, you know, the fire chief, that used to be a fire chief. Mm-hmm. He was in complete remission. Well, they did another test, and they gave him like 6 months. And he started crying, and they said, it's just so sad. And I said, you know what? We got to look at the positive thing. God gave him an extra almost year of living to be with his family, to help them to adjust and to acclimate what's going on around them. We need to look at the things that God's going to give the glory for, not us. Would we be sad? Yes. Would it be terrible for the grandkids? Will it be sad for his friends? Yes. But God gets the glory. It's not about us. It's about God getting the glory. There's another thing I want to talk to y'all about that God laid on my heart this week. I want to say a little bit about faith, and then we're going to talk about joy, hope, peace, and faith. We're going to talk about faith for a minute. Faith doesn't always take you out of the problem. Faith takes you through the problem. Faith doesn't always take away the pain. Faith gives you the ability to handle the pain. Faith doesn't always take you out of the storm. Faith calms you in the midst of the storm. You know, we talk about faith so much and about peace and having hope. But do you really have joy? That's what it's all about. You know, we focus on all the bad things that are going on that we're losing our hope and our joy, not our hope, our joy. We should be joyous in the Lord. We should have this joy in our hearts that God wants us to feel the joy. Yes, it was a hard week. It was a hard week for people working, for people taking care of people, for people struggling, getting back to work, getting back to school, buying school clothes, whatever it is, yes. We're going through it all, and we muddle through sometimes, but God wants us to have joy. That's so much part of the spirit of him. He wants us to have joy. Yes, we have faith. Every one of us in here have faith. And it says, just the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. And yes, I think we have hope. If we didn't have hope, we wouldn't be coming here on Sundays, just the six of us, just the five of us. Just the seven. We have hope, but do we have really joy? Do you have joy down in your soul? Do you just have the happiness of Jesus loving you? I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel that joy, and I think, God, how can I miss that? He goes, I want my people to have joy. Joy in your circumstances. Why? Because he's working through your circumstance. He's working through your problems. He's working through the things you're going through. He doesn't want us to be downtrodden. Why would anybody else want to be a Christian if all they see is, oh, today's a bad day. Oh, no. Oh, my finances. Oh, I'm talking about me, okay? Oh, I'm hurting. Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I can't eat. Oh, why would anybody want to be a Christian and hear all that stuff? Why would they want that? They wouldn't want that. They can get that on their own in the world. We have got to get our joy back so when we're out amongst other people, we can relay that happiness. God knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. That's how intimate he is. He knows you. He knows the perfect time when you go to be with him. Do we still pray for healing? Of course we do. Of course we do. Pray for healing every day. With my sisters, I prayed every day, God, you can just touch my sister and heal her of this terrible cancer. You can do it, God, and I have the faith. Did it work? Not then, no, but she's healed now. Do I miss her? Yes. We were very close. I miss all of my family, but we don't give up hope on that. Do I have joy that she's gone? No, but I have joy that I'm going to see her one day in heaven. If you're sitting here today and you don't really know for sure that if somebody came in, this is very dramatic, somebody came in and just started shooting and we all died, would we all be going to the heaven at the same time? We have got to have the assurance in our hearts and our souls, yes, God, yes, I'm going to be with you for eternal life. And I want to recommit myself today, God, to not only have faith and hope and peace, I want to have joy in you. I want to be happy. I want to tell the world of how wonderful you are. Please don't make me be moping around and dragging my feet and, oh, I'm walking the green mile today. Oh. I want to have joy. Joy so when I see the other elderlies at my place, hi, I go up to them, hi, do you need prayer for anything? God is good, isn't he? Yes, amen. Let's have joy. Joy is so important to God. That's what he wants for us. And I know a lot of us right now are struggling with illnesses, with backgrounds that we've had where we've been hurt and struggling. I feel the struggles. I know the struggles. I know some of us are overwhelmed with financial issues. I know I'm talking about myself. I'm not pointing anything out. But it's time that we start taking accountability for ourselves and quit leaning and depending on somebody else to bring our happiness to us, or to bring money to us, or to bring food to us, or to bring cake for us, or to bring fix my car for me, or buy me groceries. We got to stand independently and know, hey God, yes, I'm your child. You love me and you're going to work everything out because you love me. I want to have joy. Do I wish I had more money in my bank account? Absolutely. Do I want to struggle? No, but I'll tell you what, I do have a little testimony. I feel like Arbella. I have a testimony today. I had to pay some bills and my tithe check was going to be $69. And I said, you know what, God, no matter what, I'm going to tithe to you because you are the one and only God and you love me and you will see me through. I gave the tithe check to Pastor. He put it through. 3 days later, I got a $125 check from Texas Health that I overpaid when I went to go get my eating test. I mean, it's not a coincidence, people. God is in the business of blessing us. He wants us to give what's His and to know that He's going to bless us. He will always bless us. If you don't tithe, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying you're missing out on blessings. You're missing out on a lot of blessings that God wants to bless you with. He has gotten me out of more scrapes and struggles. And I've had to ask for money before, and it's humiliating. But you know, we're all here working together. So we've got to start having joy, though. Make that recommitment to, you know what, I want to spread joy this week. I want to spread my faith this week. I want to spread my peace this week. I want to spread my hope this week. I want to do something that's active in the name of Jesus instead of going through the week and being downtrodden, being miserable, feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling like God's let us down over and over. I want to have a week that I am confident that I have got the heart and the courage of David when he stood against that giant. I want all of that, what God has to give me. And I know I'm lacking. I'm lacking. I know I'm lacking. But I want it all. I want to make a recommitment to y'all that I want to be whatever God wants me to be, whatever He shows me to be, whatever He wants me to be, whatever He wants me to say to people, whatever He wants me to share to people, whatever He wants me to tell people. I want Him to give me words to encourage somebody. I want Him to give me words of knowledge that I can have empathy for somebody and sympathy, because God shared that with my heart and said, they need something from me today. Will you go to that person? Will you tell them that I love them? Will you tell them that every tear that they drop comes in my hand and that I'm there for them? Will you do that? Can we do that, church? Can we make that commitment? I'm making a commitment before you all that I'm going to do my very best to encourage, to have joy this week. I want the joy. I got to get my joy back. Am I sad over the Scott thing? Absolutely. Does the devil use it against me? Absolutely. But you know what? I'm getting stronger every day. And every day I get stronger, and I praise God more and more every day. Thank you for the experience, Lord, that I was blinded. You know, take sheep, for instance. Why do you think they need a shepherd? Because sheep, if they were by themselves, they would scatter everywhere. Everywhere. They don't have a sense of staying together. They don't have a sense of, let's go this way, let's go that way. They have to have a shepherd to guide them, to keep them safe in a group. And that's how our pastor is. He's our shepherd. He's keeping us riled up, corralled up together. But if he's being our shepherd, are we being good sheep? Are we being good sheep? Are you being a good sheep? Is there things in your life that you need to get rid of? Are the things in your life maybe hatefulness, disappointments, depression? All these things come and they overcome our attitudes. They overcome our heart. And we've got to fight, people. We've got to fight. When the depression comes over and I get sad about Scott, I have to admit I cried the other night. I called Kimmy. I said, please, I'm struggling. Please pray for me. And we prayed. And I said, how can I still love a person that was so evil? God gave me a heart that wants to find the good in everybody. And it's not that I still love him. I just miss the companionship. I miss going to the store together, to having help bringing the groceries in, carrying the groceries in on the green mile. There's things I miss, not so much about him, but I miss the companion. Will he bring somebody else in my life? I don't know. I'm 72 years old. What am I going to do? And it's not that I don't have anything to offer, because I do. I'm a kind, compassionate, loving person. I can honestly say that with all my heart today. I'm not being conceited. I'm not being a narcissist. I'm just telling you, these are attributes that God gave me to be sympathetic towards people, to want to encourage people. What has God given you that you're not using? I know there's things in here that all of us have within us that you're not using. And I think that when God gives us things and we don't use them, the Holy Spirit may take them away. And I don't want that to happen to anybody here. I don't want it to happen at all. I want us all to have the joy. Coming to church is a joy. Is it a joy every time? Would we like to just lay around and sleep the afternoon? Sure I would. My stomach was hurting so bad, I thought, I can't go, I can't go. And boy, you know, I was so close to calling pastor and going, I can't, I'm hurting too bad. And God went, get up and go to church. See what I can do for you. And we just have to listen to him sometimes. That's all he wants us to listen. But we're too busy yakking about everything, about all of our problems, all of our issues, that we've got to ask God to give us peace over, but give me joy. I want to be happy. Don't you want to be happy? I want to be happy. I want to have that joy filled in my spirit so much that when I go out, somebody wants, what has she got that I want? I want that joy. I need that joy back. Okay, God said wrap it up. I'm sorry. Okay, all I'm saying is we need to listen to our Father and what he says we need to do, whatever it is. And I know three of you in here being blind, I cannot imagine the atrocity that it must be every day, the hardship it is to have to do things, ways to figure things out. Two of you in the IT world, I'm astonished at how much Jim and Pastor knows about computers. I'm going, Jaws, what? That's a movie. I mean, I'm amazed at Don of how he's losing his kidneys, but yet he's still coming to church, still leading the music, still trying to get through each day. I'm amazed at Brenda. She drives the bus. She talks to the kids. She's loving and kind. Kids want to be drawn to her. I'm so proud of her. And she's always willing to give and to be open. And if I said right now, Brenda, I need $50 just to last, she would give me $100. I love that about her. But you better save your money. Deborah, I'm amazed by her. She just comes, and every week she comes and dedicates her life to coming to this church. She's taking an active role in the DART system, and I hope that she can meet a congressman or a senator or somebody that will listen to her. God's put her in that position to be a voice for the people. And the pastor knows how I feel about him. He's awesome. He works a full-time job. He takes care of Linda full-time. Not that he begrudges that at all. It's out of pure love. It's hard sometimes, probably, for both of them. Linda doesn't probably like it any more than he does, so she doesn't want to be that way. Do we still pray that she'll be healed? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do we lose face over it? No, we want to have joy. Want to enjoy the rest of my life. I don't know how much longer I have. I'm oldest one in here, I guess. And I'm thinking, am I going to wake up tomorrow? I'm surprised as y'all that I'm here. You're probably thinking, you yak so much, you just go on to be with heaven. I know God's going to have me talk in heaven too. I know he is. I'm going to talk the rest of my life. But I love y'all. I want you to have joy. I want you to have everything that God has for you. Please recommit yourselves to bringing joy into your homes, into the atmosphere, so we can praise God and He can feel our presence. Not only do we need to feel Him, He needs to feel us praising Him. He wants our worship. He wants our worship. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for the few here that are very committed to coming to this church body. I thank you for Brenda and Dawn. I thank you for Deborah. I thank you for Jim and his sense of humor. I thank you for our dear pastor for all the things that he does for us. I thank you that I'm a child of God. Thank you, God, and may you be with us the rest of this day, and that we can see something or hear something that we've never heard before, and that we can take it within our soul and it means something to us. We love you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.